At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely. I'm excited for this one.
Today, we're going deep into the world of stem cells. I mean, we've all heard about the potential, right? But things are moving so fast, I wanted to take a closer look at what's happening right now. Specifically, we'll be focusing on stem cell research in relation to cancer, diabetes, and Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, those are some pretty big challenges, and stem cell research is offering some really promising avenues for treatment and maybe even cures.
Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves, let's start with the fundamentals. Can you give us a quick breakdown of what stem cells are and why they're so important?
Sure. Then stem cells are essentially the body's raw materials, kind of like the blank tiles in Scrabble.
I like that, the blank tiles.
They have this amazing ability to develop into all sorts of different cell types, you know, like the ones that make up your heart, your brain, your muscles.
They're like the ultimate chameleons of the body.
Exactly. And it's this versatility that makes them so valuable in regenerative medicine. Basically, we're trying to harness their power to repair and replace damaged tissue.
I see. So when we talk about stem cells, are we talking about just one type or are there different kinds?
Great question. There are actually a few different types of stem cells. We have embryonic stem cells. As the name suggests, these come from early stage embryos. Then there are adult stem cells, which are found in specific tissues like bone marrow.
So embryonic stem cells are more versatile, but they also come with some ethical baggage.
That's right. The use of embryonic stem cells has been a source of debate for many years, but thankfully science has provided us with another option, induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs for short.
iPSCs. Those are the ones that are kind of like reprogrammed adult cells, right?
Yeah, it's like taking an adult cell, like a skin cell, and turning back its biological clock, making it behave like an embryonic stem cell again.
That's wild. So how does that work?
Basically, scientists insert specific genes into the adult cells. These genes kind of act like a reset button, giving the cell the ability to transform into different cell types again.
That's pretty incredible. Now let's dive into how all of this relates to treating diseases. Let's start with cancer. What are some of the most exciting things happening in stem cell research for cancer treatment?
Well, one really promising area is using stem cells to repair the damage caused by cancer treatments like chemotherapy and radiation. You know, these treatments can be really harsh on the body, leaving behind a lot of collateral damage.
Yeah, they're kind of like fighting fire with fire. It works, but it can leave you pretty scorched.
Exactly. So researchers are exploring ways to use stem cells to regenerate healthy tissue in those areas. There was this study actually published in Nature where they injected stem cells into the damaged heart tissue of mice who had undergone chemo.
Did it work?
The results were pretty incredible. The stem cells actually helped regenerate the heart tissue, and the mice showed significant improvement in heart function. It's still early, but this kind of research gives us hope that we can help cancer survivors live healthier lives after treatment.
That's so important. It's not just about beating the cancer, it's about helping people thrive afterwards.
Absolutely. And the possibilities go beyond just tissue repair. Scientists are also looking into how stem cells can help the immune system fight cancer more effectively. Imagine this. Taking stem cells and engineering them into these super-powered immune cells that can specifically hunt down and destroy cancer cells.
Like a microscopic army going after the enemy.
Precisely. It's like creating a personalized, targeted army to fight the cancer on a cellular level.
Now that's what I call cutting edge.
Oh, and there's more. There's also research into using stem cells to deliver cancer drugs directly to tumors.
Wait, what? Like tiny little FedEx trucks delivering chemo right to the cancer cells?
You got it. It's like a guided missile system for medication. By modifying stem cells to carry these anti-cancer drugs, we can make sure that the treatment is delivered right where it's needed most, minimizing damage to healthy tissue. It's a game changer for minimizing side effects.
Wow, that's incredible. Okay, let's talk about diabetes now. Millions of people worldwide struggle with this condition. What's the outlook for stem cell therapies in this area?
Well, for type 1 diabetes, where the body's own immune system attacks insulin-producing cells in the pancreas, stem cells hold the potential for a cure. Think about it. If we could replace those damaged cells with healthy ones derived from stem cells, we could essentially reboot the body's ability to produce insulin.
That would be revolutionary. No more insulin injections, no more constant monitoring.
That's the dream, and researchers are working tirelessly to make it a reality.
And what about type 2 diabetes? It's a different beast altogether.
Right. Right. Type 2 is often linked to insulin resistance, where the body's cells don't respond to insulin as well as they should. In this case, stem cell research is focusing on using stem cells to improve insulin sensitivity, making the body's own insulin more effective.
So kind of like retraining the body to recognize and use insulin properly.
Exactly. And it could make managing type 2 diabetes a lot easier for millions of people.
That's really encouraging. Now on to a condition that hits close to home for me, Parkinson's disease. My grandmother battled with this for years, and it's a truly heartbreaking disease. What's the latest on stem cells and Parkinson's?
Parkinson's is a tough one, no doubt about it. It's caused by the loss of dopamine-producing cells in the brain, these cells that are crucial for smooth, coordinated movement.
Right, and that loss of dopamine leads to tremors, stiffness, difficulty walking, all those awful symptoms.
Exactly. But with stem cell research, there's a real chance to make a difference. The idea is to replace those lost dopamine-producing cells with healthy ones, either from embryonic stem cells or iPSCs. It's still very much in the research phase, but the early results are promising.
So they're essentially transplanting these new dopamine-producing cells into the brain.
Yeah, they target a specific area of the brain called the substantia nigra, which is the region hit hardest by Parkinson's. It's a delicate procedure for sure, but the hope is that it can help people regain some of that lost motor function, improve their mobility and quality of life.
That's amazing. So it's not just about treating the symptoms, it's about potentially reversing some of the damage caused by the disease.
That's the goal. And there's another really exciting avenue of research, using stem cells to protect the remaining brain cells from further damage. So it's a two-pronged attack, replace what's lost and shield what's left.
I really hope that works. My grandmother would have been thrilled to hear about all this progress. This has been an incredibly insightful look at the world of stem cells. It's mind-blowing to think that we might be on the verge of treating or even curing these diseases that have plagued humanity for so long.
I know. It really does feel like we're standing at the edge of a medical revolution.
So as you delve deeper into this research, what's the big question that keeps you up at night? What's the unknown that you're most eager to uncover?
Well, for me, it's the long-term impact of these therapies. We're talking about potentially altering the course of human health and longevity here. The question is, will these treatments truly provide lasting solutions, or will we face unforeseen challenges as we push these boundaries?
Yeah, that's a huge question. It's exciting and a little bit daunting all at the same time.
It is. But that's the beauty of science. The more we learn, the more questions we uncover.
Well, on that note, thanks so much for joining us today and sharing your expertise.
It's been my pleasure.
And to all of you listening, stay curious, stay informed, and who knows, maybe one of you will be the one to unlock the next big breakthrough.
You never know. The future is full of possibilities.
Until next time.
See you then.